If you want to know what time it is, a smart way to do so is to call the U.S. Naval Observatory here in Washington, D.C.
U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock. At the tone, Eastern Standard Time, 11 hours, 13 minutes, 15 seconds.
We owe this accurate timekeeping to a man named Norman Ramsay. Ramsay died Friday at age 96. It was his scientific research in the years following World War II that revolutionized how we keep track of time.
Now, before his breakthrough, clock time was based on the age-old observation of the Earth whirling around the sun. That gave us the year. We divided that into days, hours, minutes, seconds. Norman Ramsay changed that.
After the Second World War, Ramsay found himself at Harvard, experimenting with measurements of electromagnetic radiation being absorbed by molecules and atoms. From this, the idea of an atomic clock was born. We no longer looked up to the cosmos for time. Instead, we drilled down to the inner workings of the cesium atom. Deep in that atom, a pulsating 9 billion oscillations per second provided a new basis for clock time.
By the way, Ramsay's research wasn't just useful in clocks. It also led to nuclear magnetic resonance, the machines we know as MRI, used by doctors. Later in his career, Ramsay helped found the world-renowned Fermilab in Chicago. Adrienne Kolb is Fermilab's historian. She says Ramsay was instrumental in convincing the federal government to support the research there.
Norman, with his sensitivities for a national laboratory, was able to reach out to everyone and convince them that this was the way to go, that we needed a national laboratory to allow the researchers throughout the country and indeed the world to operate at the highest energies to produce the next generations of scientists for America.
She was speaking of Norman Ramsay, 1989 Nobel laureate in physics and the father of the atomic clock. He died Friday at his home in Massachusetts at age 96.